Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Richard Himber, Tiny Parham, and Naceo Herb Brown, and listen to this past week in recording history. Right now, as we're being broadcast over KISL in Avalon, there's a little film awards event being shown on TV. I think it's called the 79th Annual Academy Awards. Well, we're going to start off this evening's show with our own little Oscar segment.
No. I sold some jelly, I sure won't sell no more. I ain't gonna sell it, I ain't gonna give it away. I'm just gonna keep it until Judgment Day. Ah, you know you didn't want me. Why did you stall? Don't you hear me crying, little all in all? You know you didn't want me. Baby, why did you stall? I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Now she told me not to sell it. Don't you give it away. Don't you hear me crying? Won't you listen what I say? She told me not to sell it. Mama, don't you give it away. Just keep that jelly until Judgment Day. Keep it until Judgment Day, then what you gonna do? I guess it's just going away then. I said yes, baby, yes. No, baby, no. Yes, baby, yes. No, baby, no. I said yes, baby, yes. Then I said, no, baby, no. I've got a brand new girl and I don't want you no
flows in Dixie to my little Dixie Rose in Dixie, Dixieland. I know she has not forgotten. She waits in the land of cotton, Dixie. When I'm back where I belong, won't I be feeling grand with someone who loves me where folks understand? Back home in Dixie, Dixieland.
While the Oscars are being broadcast on TV right now, there you have our own little Oscar segment. We started off with Oscar Celestine's original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra and As You Like It, recorded in New Orleans on April 11, 1927. As You Like It was written by Paul Barnes, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band. Then it was Oscar Buddy Woods accompanying himself on steel guitar on Don't Sell It, Don't Give It Away. Oscar Woods was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, and played the guitar on his lap. In addition to his solo recordings, he also made records with the Shreveport Homewreckers, the Wampus Cats, and Jimmy Davis. We finished up our Oscar show with Oscar Grogan providing the vocal on Dixie with Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers. That was recorded April 7th, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, February 22nd, marked the birth in 1896 in Deming, New Mexico, of composer Nacio Herb Brown. He attended the Manual Arts High School in Los Angeles, and his musical education started with instruction from his mother. After graduating from UCLA, he had careers in tailoring and real estate before becoming a songwriter. His first hits were Coral Sea in 1920 and When Buddha Smiles the following year, and in 1927 he became a member of ASCAP. He joined MGM in 1928 and wrote complete scores for films such as Broadway Melody of 1929, 1936 and 37, Going Hollywood, Greenwich Village, and The Kissing Bandit. He wrote songs for other films, including Hollywood Review and A Night at the Opera, but his biggest success was the score for Singin' in the Rain, written with longtime collaborator Arthur Freed. Other collaborators included Buddy DeSilva, Gus Kahn, Leo Robin, and Gordon Clifford. Nacio Herb Brown died in San Francisco on September 28, 1964, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. In addition to Singin' in the Rain, Brown wrote some of the greatest standards of his era, including The Wedding of the Painted Doll, All I Do Is Dream of You, Our Big Love Scene, A New Moon Is Over My Shoulder, You Stepped Out of a Dream, Love Is Where You Find It, Make 'Em Laugh, and these. Thank you.
I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling you're having fun. I'll get a go by when you are done fooling with me. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a notion it's make-believe. I think you're laughing right up your sleeve, fooling with me. Life is worth living while you are giving moments of paradise. You're such a stand-up, but how you handle that hocus-pocus from your eyes. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling it's all a frame. It's just a well-known old army game, fooling with you.
for you must clown on Broadway. Your troubles there are out of style, for Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights, they flicker there, and a million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on the great wide way, that's the Broadway melody.
Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra with Paul Gibbons providing the vocal on Broadway Melody from January 25, 1929. That, of course, is from the MGM picture of the same name, MGM's first all-talking picture and winner of the Best Picture Oscar. That was the second year of the Academy Awards, and winners at that time were selected by a 5-member central board of judges. Louis B. Mayer was the founder of the Academy and was the vote supervisor, and when his picture won, a scandal ensued, prompting changes in the rules. From the following year and continuing to today, Academy members select the winners. Before Broadway Melody, we heard Bert Furman's Dance Orchestra and The Doll Dance from July 20, 1927. The Doll Dance was preceded by Lou Sherwood with Eddie Duchin and his orchestra and I've Got a Feelin' You're Foolin', recorded by Victor on July 5, 1935. We began our tribute to Nacio Herb Brown with Don Bester and his orchestra, and Neil Buckley with another Brown-Fried collaboration, You Are My Lucky Star, from July 12, 1935.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, February 20th, marked the birth in 1907 in Newark, New Jersey, of Herbert Richard Imber, better known as Richard Himber. He was a violin prodigy, but bad behavior in school got him expelled, and he left home to join Sophie Tucker's vaudeville troupe. That was followed by a stint as Rudy Valley's orchestra manager, and in 1932, Valley helped Himber form his own 13-piece band and got them a job at the Essex House and on NBC Radio. From there, they had a long run at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel and recording contracts with Vocalion and Victor. They appeared on the Studebaker Champions radio show with tenor Joey Nash, but because Nash was a competing car manufacturer, Studebaker wouldn't allow his name to be used on the show. In addition to his musical talents, Richard Himber was also an accomplished magician, and he invented a number of devices used by magicians to this very day, including the Himber Ring and the Himber Wallet. He continued to lead bands right up until his death from a heart attack during a performance on December 11, 1966. Here's Dick Himber.
Thank you. stage satellite, social debs and high hat polites, masses, classes, doing the uptown lowdown, where they spend their simoleons just to watch those Creoleans skipping, hipping, doing the uptown lowdown. You'll find laughter after midnight, that's their playtime, hidey hay time. What price? Yeah, man, bankers with their Cinderellatives listening to those hot hielatives up in Harlem doing the uptown lowdown.
Thank you. wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures, oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation, your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation, with wealth and fame your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Dick Hember and his Essex House Orchestra with Joey Nash performing vocally on You Oughta Be in Pictures from February 14, 1934. You Oughta Be in Pictures was written by Dana Seuss and Ed Heyman and was preceded by a tune you should have recognized instantly as Avalon from October 5, 1934. That was Richard Hember and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra, which was credited on the label of that Victor record as Richard Hember and his Studebaker Champion Orchestra. Joey Nash was the vocalist there as well, and that recording demonstrated one of Richard Hember's innovations as a bandleader. He introduced the harp interlude between numbers, which was an effect that was copied by lots of other bands. We began our tribute to Richard Hember with his Essex House Orchestra and Doin' the Uptown Lowdown from the film Broadway Through a Keyhole. That was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. The vocalist on that October 2, 1933 recording was Johnny Mercer. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, February 25th, marked the birth in 1900 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, of pianist, composer, and arranger Hartzell Strathdean Parham, better known as Tiny Parham. He came by the nickname of Tiny because of his size, which in the 1920s was estimated at 600 pounds. He grew up in Kansas City, but around 1925 moved to Chicago, where he co-led a band called the Apollo Syncopators, along with Leroy Pickett. He began recording for Paramount in 1926, but in 1928 moved to Victor. Parham's own band had residencies around Chicago's South Side at LaRue's Dreamland, the Sunset Cafe, the Granada, and the Merry Gardens, and the band summered in Atlantic City and Baltimore. The Depression took its toll, however, and Parham was reduced to playing solo at theaters and cinemas. Tiny Parham died in a theater dressing room in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on April 4, 1943. Here are three from Tiny Parham. Thank you. With Ernie Marrero on Washboard, that was Washboard Wiggle from July 22, 1929. Washboard Wiggle was preceded by Blue Melody Blues, recorded February 1, 1929. We began our tribute to Tiny Parham July 2, 1928 with Jogo Rhythm. Tiny Parham, born February 25, 1900.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Sam Lennon's Dance Ensemble.
Something to remember you by when you are far away from me, dear. Some little something meaning love cannot die, no matter where you chance to be. Though I'll pray for you, night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me. Thank you.
thrilling me again, I slumber on. I know you are mine until the dawn. Raquel, Raquel, the fragrance of the night still recalls the rose passion dars. Once more you whisper, I love you, I love you, Raquel, in dreams, Raquel.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Sam Lennon's Dance Ensemble from a Hit of the Week record issued February 19, 1931, and Something to Remember You By. Something to Remember You By was written by Dietz and Schwartz and sung there by Paul Small. Next, it was Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra from their final recording session on February 21, 1929, and Raquel, written by George Whiting and Joe Burke. The vocalist there was Frank Munn. We finished up with Ramon Newton and the Savoy Havana Band and Glad Rag Doll, written by Jack Yellen, Milton Ager, and Dan Dougherty. That was recorded the very same day as Raquel, but in London, England. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.